Okay, good morning. Now, we've all heard about moms, right? Moms taking care of babies. We always hear about that. Well, I'm going to show you some dads. Maybe you haven't seen some of these before. So the first dad is a giant water bug. You can see it up there. And the mom puts the eggs, she cements them on his back, and he carries them around all the time until they're ready to hatch. And in 3 weeks, they're almost ready to hatch. He doesn't eat anything because he might accidentally eat them. So he doesn't eat anything until they're all hatched and they're all safe. The next thing is an American bearing beetle. This beetle is almost becoming extinct in the United States, but it's neat because the mom and dad both take care of the babies. And if something happens to the mom beetle, the dad knows everything to do. He does just what the mom does. The next thing is a sticklefish. See it up there? A stickleback fish. This guy is really neat. He makes a nest for the eggs, and then the mom lays the eggs, and he smooths them out into a really smooth layer. And then she lays some more, and he puts another layer on top of that, and he makes them really neat, and then he keeps them all aerated, and he watches over the fish. And then when the babies are born, you know, stickleback fish, they eat each other. So he protects the baby so nothing can eat them. And if they start wandering off, you know what he does? He goes and he gets them, he sucks them in his mouth, and he takes them back to the nest and he spits them back at the nest where they're safe. So he watches over the babies. The next thing is a seahorse. Now you see his belly right there? Inside the belly of the daddy seahorse, he holds the eggs and he keeps them safe in there until they all hatch. And the next thing is a poison arrow frog. See it? This guy is, he sits on the eggs, keeps them all moist and warm, and then when the babies hatch, you know what he does? He takes the tadpoles and he takes them down and he puts them in the water. And the next thing is a deer mouse. Now the deer mouse, we don't know if it's a mom or a dad and the baby, because the mom and dad, they share the duty. They feed and they clean, they take turns. And you know what they found? They found that if something happens to one of them and they only have one parent to take care of them, they don't turn out as good. They're not as healthy, they're not as strong. So they really need the care of both the mom and the dad. And the next thing is red fox. Now these are really, really good daddies. You know what they do? They bring the mom food when she's nursing the pups, and they can bring it like every 4 hours of bringing her food to make sure that she has enough food for the babies. And then when the pups get bigger, he takes them out and he teaches them how to find food. Yeah, how to hunt, and he buries the food in the snow, and so they can learn to scent and find the food. So he teaches them how to survive. And the next thing, well, there's so many good daddies in the bird world because they have to take turns taking care of the eggs. It's a lot of work to take care of eggs. And this is a pigeon, and they sit on the eggs. The daddy sits on the eggs during the day. And I had pigeons, so I know it's really hard on the birds. The moms sit on at night, but the dads sit all day on those eggs. And then when the babies get bigger, when they get really big and they're almost bigger than the parent, the dad is the one that feeds them mostly. He takes over and he feeds them when they're really big. Now the next one is the sandpiper. And this bird, the daddy does everything. He sits on the eggs for 21 days, and when they hatch, he feeds the babies for another 21 days. He does it all. And the next thing is the flamingos. The flamingos, the daddy and the mommy, they share the duty. And they both make a milk. It's like a milk, but it has a red pigment in it. And they feed the babies this red pigment. And when the babies get older and they get their adult feathers, they're pink. And it comes from the mommy and the daddy. And the last one are the penguins. They should get the prize for special daddy, because those birds take the eggs, and the daddy birds keep the eggs from the ice, so they put it on top of their feet and they put it underneath their feathers and they keep them warm all for like 65 days in cold weather. And not only that, but if they leave the eggs just for a few minutes, the birds will die, the eggs will die because they get too cold. So they don't even eat That whole time, the mama birds go off and they go eating and swimming and things, but the dads have to stay there in the cold and take care of these eggs. Sometimes all the dads huddle together so they can keep warm because it's really cold. And then you know what happens when the babies hatch? The moms come back and the dads go eat because they're starving. They haven't eaten for 65 days. And then the dads go eat and then they come right back again and they help raise the babies together. So we have seen a lot of dads, and there's human dads too. And there's a lot of good dads in this church, and you probably know some good dads. But you know what? Some people don't have a dad. And some people, or they may have lost their dad, or they may not be able to see their dad as much as they want. And you know what? We all have a father. Did you know that? We have a father in heaven. And God is infinite in power and love. He's infallible in wisdom and holiness. He's exalted in honor and majesty. But yet he chose to reveal himself as Abba. Abba, Father. And Abba is an Aramaic term that it means daddy. And it means a really, he wants to have a real intimate relationship and personal and loving relationship with us. And this is what he desires of all of us, okay? So remember that. We always have a Heavenly Father, okay? Let's bow our heads and say a prayer, okay? Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the examples you have shown us in nature and in our own lives, how wonderful you are and how loving you are. And we just thank you that you are the Father of all the fathers, and we praise you for that. And we hope that we'll never forget that you want us to be your children and that you have love over each one of us. We thank you for that. Amen. Okay, now there's a hands-on church in the back, okay? Yes.
Well, can we get to eat those strawberries?
No, those are for the daddies. Okay, those are for your daddies. But you can get the baskets and then you can go into a hands-on church in the back, okay? Thank you.